in Luke 22, the Lord gives them instructions. He asks Peter and John, we prepare the Passover. Now does Peter and John say, oh, we know a good place? No. Say, where wilt thou be prepared? And the Lord gave him different instructions as to where to go and how to find it. And there was the place that he had appointed. He knew the place. He didn't give him directly instructions, well, go down that street and such a number, there's the place. No. He gave instructions. Typically, you find a man, very unusual, who's carrying water. Follow him. And then the good man, not a good man, the good man of the house. He has a place for you, an upper room furnished. He prepared already. What about us?
Yeah. I'd like to make a few remarks about verse 19 again. Can you hear me? It has fascinated me, this verse. But if two of you agree, here is to be that vital agreement. Think of Psalm 133, for instance. There's to be total agreement. But there is no limits there, as touching anything that they shall ask. Think of it. Are we availing ourselves of this? I've challenged many a brother in the assembly too. Why don't they? Is there any good reason? And then it says, it shall be done. Now, just for a quote, in hope of eternal life, which to God, who cannot lie, promised. Here's a promise. Let's claim it. And that is why, you could ask, for where two or three are gathered, there am I in the midst. Full meaning. Let's dig it and let's use it.
You know, brother, I'm glad you brought up that verse, that passage about direction. Not individual choice, but direction from God. I think of Abraham and Isaac. Abraham wanted a bride for his son. He sends up a servant. And the servant comes up with an expression that is applicable to this. I being in the way, the Lord led me. And so it's not a question, I don't believe, brethren, of, as you said, my rights and what I want to do and what you want to do. We're going to fight with each other. No. The question might be, I think of Saul of Tarsus. When he was converted, what did he say? Lord. Here's the word. Lord. What wouldst thou have me to do? Not, Lord, I want to do this. Oh, Lord, I want to do that. He got his direction from above. So whenever we have a question, whenever we have a difficulty, let's pray about it. Let's not banter about it. Let's not fight about it. Lord, what is right? Lord, I want direction here. I want to understand. And he will give the understanding. But go to him first. And he will guide. I being in the way, the Lord led me. And our brothers thought of the man with a pitcher of water. Now, let me ask you a question, brother. Why was it unusual for a man with a pitcher on his head?
Because only women carried the water. I understood it anyway. Men wouldn't do that. It's not the custom of today.
So the Lord gave them a sign.
Yes, definitely.
And the Lord will give us a sign. Not a Pentecostal kind of sign. And I'm not talking about Pentecostal Christians. I'm talking about, you know, signs and wonders. The Lord will guide us through his word. If we don't understand something, prayer and seeking. Brethren, before I was in the assembly, I'll give you a little tidbit from my own personal life. I'm not anything, but this is something I pass on to younger people. I asked a brother who was from Bermuda. And I was struggling with these matters. Is this the right way I should gather? I was in a Baptist church. And I was fighting with these truths. And I asked this brother, I said, Brother Simmons, I said, is it true that we should gather in this way? And he told me something, and I pass it on to the younger Christians. The Lord will show you with an open heart and an open book.
And I think just in that, exactly that illustration, just to add one more piece of it, it's really very lovely to consider that the Lord Jesus first said, it's only in Luke where it comes out this way exactly, but it's in Luke he says, Luke 22 verse 7, then verse 8, he sent Peter and John saying, go and prepare the Passover for us that we may eat. So he first says to them, go somewhere and prepare the Passover. And it seems to imply that he would have come wherever they would have gone to prepare the Passover. He was prepared to send them out and see what they came up with, as we have the expression. See what they found. And he would have said, okay, that's where I'll go to eat the Passover with you. Because what I really want, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. With great desire, I want to enjoy this meal with you. So he first just says, go prepare the Passover. But Peter and John had learned a wonderful lesson, the one we're saying, ask the Lord before you go. And so then they said, where do you want us to go? So he said, first he said, you go prepare the Passover. And they said, well, where do you have an opinion on the matter? Where do you think we should go? And you know, every time we ask that question, the Lord has an answer. The Lord didn't say, well, wherever you pick is okay. When they asked, he had a precise, detailed answer. And that's very wonderful. But it seems that he would have been content to just send them out. They had learned, with spiritual intelligence, we would say, let's ask him, because he always knows what we should do best.
Would you also say, Steve, that in some occasions the Lord, with the two disciples of Emmaus, he make it seem as if he's passing by so that their heart will be exercised to compel him to come in? Mm-hmm. So I think nobody can take away that the Lord is omniscient. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Omnipresent.
He's everywhere. But I think, and omniscient, and omnipotent. But it seems to me that every time the gathering to his name comes, is an assembly setting. Mm-hmm. Just the thought of it. An assembly setting. For example, Corinthians or Matthew 18, and so forth and so on. Because one has to understand the mind of God when we come together as brethren on a different note than assembly meeting. In everything he did, he always made sure that man does not have his way in it. For example, Exodus 20, build me an altar. And that altar, you do it exactly as I told you. Don't bring your own stone. Don't do it any way you want, lest you defile it. So I want it to be done this way. The tabernacle. Moses did according to all the commandments of the Lord. He brought exactly the measurement, the sizes. God did not leave anything to the imagination of man. The temple. You build the temple, where do you want to build it? In Jerusalem. I don't want to build it someplace else. So what I would like to suggest is that God, even in the principle of the gathering, because the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that his principles, they don't change. That when it comes to this gathering together, he wants to make sure that man does not have any input in the way to gather, or how should I conduct himself. He gives all the guideline that is needed for us to know that this is what makes a gathering. This is what makes a gathering to his name. Apart from that, is I can get together with my brother Steve Campbell, and we could pray. But you can rest assured, there is a human element in it that you will not find in the gathering. What do I mean? That here comes Steve and Dion and say, let's pray. And we all know we're going to pray. I'm going to pray, and you're going to pray, and we're going to come together and pray. But in the assembly of gathering, the one who is really the prominent one that is causing and exercising the heart is none other but the Spirit of God. So when we meet together on a different level than assembly, you and I, we can have intuition. Let's do this. Let's do that. But in the gathering, it is all the Spirit of God. He that has a psalm, you know what? The Spirit of God is moving the company. And on that basis as well, it will help me to understand what does it mean to be gathered unto his name, where the Spirit of God, a divine person that is leading and guiding